shot over in the slap house. So, time on day 46 says,
how do you go about doing teshuvah if you've spoken Lashon Hara? So the Chofetz Chaim says, you've got to analyze it down into what type of Lashon Hara, who spoke, and where it was, and what was the result, etc., etc. But he says, Ladugma, he says, if I would say about the Rav of this shul, that I saw him last night in the West End dancing in a club, yeah, then nobody would be mekabel. Everybody would say, it's Kenyan, it's not true, anyway he was giving a shiur at the time, v'chule, 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 and therefore it's not MS. Then I'm over only the Issa Lashon Hara of speaking Lashon Hara, but it had no result because nobody was mekabel, nobody acted on it, and therefore it's only a problem of Ben Odin Lamokim, between me and the Rabbeinu Shlom, that I've done an Aveira. There's no Ben Odin Lachaveira because it had no consequences, nobody believed it, and nobody acted on it. So therefore, it would only be a Ben Odin Lamokim. At that stage, Ben Odin Lamokim, then there are the usual rules of Teshuvah, that you have to recognize the Chet, and you have to have Charota, and you have to be Mesvada, and you have to make Kabbalah Lahabo. That's if nobody believes the Lashon Hara. What happens if people are mekabel the Lashon Hara, and if they act on it, then it becomes both a Ben Odom Lachmokoim and a Ben Odom Lachaveiroi. Then there are other roots of Teshuvah, which we'll discuss tomorrow, Mitzvah.
Okay, Rabbi,
let's
Sunday, 5th of Tevez, 17th of December, Rabbi Michal Sorokin, Shlita, the marriage of Shimon and Dina. This week's Torah is sponsored by Family Mehmet in honor of the husband of their granddaughter, Shama, yes, and Mr. Earl of Mary Oyo. The big place to Mr. Shimon on Wednesday, he was in Shimon by the Monday, so Shimon was here. The Swiss has run after a little bit of homework. We have to move up to him.
Shalom.
We'll try to encompass the inyonim of kurva between the shvatim throughout Sefer Bereshis. And I would like to begin with Parshas Vayeshev. Parshas Vayeshev, famous story, Achim want to kill Yosef. And it says, Vayoimru ish al ochiv, inei baal achaloim esaloze bo, ve'atol lechu ve'nahargeyu, ve'nashlicheyu be'achad haboyrois, ve'omarnu chaya ro achalosu, ve'nire mayu chalom Yosef. Thereafter, a few psukim, when the Orchas Ishmoelim comes in, Ugmaleim Noisois Nechois Vetzri Veloit, state in Pasuk, Vayomer Yehuda El Echov, Mabetzo Kinaharoi Gesochinu, Vechisinu Es Domoi. There's no merit in killing our brother and covering his blood. He's our own brother, he's our own flesh. Therefore, why should we go ahead and have our hand involved in Ritzicha? Let's go ahead and sell it to the Ishmaelim. Very fascinating word. Ochinu besoreinu. Our brother, our flesh. In Parshas Vayetze, state, Vayoyimer Loilovon, when Yaakov Avinu comes into Beis Lovon, Vayoyimer Loilovon, Ach Atzmiu Besori Ato. Lovon calls Yaakov Atzmiu Besori. This is a phenomenal word from the Vilna Goyen in a few Girsois, in Koil Liyo, and in Pirush and Divra Yomim and Aderes Liyo. I would like to quote the Loshon HaGoyen. Yesh loymar al pima di isa be gemore nide. The gemore nide, the Flamed Aleph says, shloisha shutfim be'odom. Ha'ov moilid gidin ve'atzomois. The father's contribution to the joint venture is gidin ve'atzomois. Ho'eim moilido bosor ve'dom. The atzomois is from the father, the bosor and dam, the flesh, is from the mother. Lefi ze zog de goyen, mishu koroiv mitzad ho'av unikro etzem echod. And by the way, this goyen goes, has halachic ramifications in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Kurva. The goyen says that somebody is related to someone else mitzad ho'av, he is called etzem echod. Why? Because the father contributes that somis. Umishu korev mitzad ho'eim levad nikro bosor echod. Somebody is related to somebody else, he's called bosor echod. V'yine, lovon shehoyo korev leyankev mitzad ho'ov v'gam mitzad ho'eim. Everybody knows the story that lovon was Korev, the Yankov was the son of Yitzchok, and son of Avram, and Nochoy was a brother of Avram, and Besuel was a son of Nochoy, and Lovon was a son of Besuel. So comes out that Lovon is a Korev of Yankov, mitzad the Tata, mitzad his father, because his grandfather, Yaakov's grandfather, Avram, and Lovon's grandfather, his father, Besuel's father, Nochoy were brothers. But not only was he korev mitzad ha'ov, but he was also korev mitzad ha'ein. Why? Because Rivka was a sister of Lavan. So the mother of Yaakov, Rivka, was a sister to Lavan. So it comes out that Lavan and Yaakov, they have a din kur v'shaf. Sai mitzad ha'ov, mitzad Avram Avinu. Sai mitzad ha'ein, mitzad Rivka. So the goyen, שיוקורב ליאנק מצד אוב וגם מצד אוים דהיינו מצד יצחק ומצד רבקה כי אברהם ונוחו יואחים ויאנק ויונכד אברהם ולובון ויונכד נוחו ורבקה איסה אחויסה של לובון לכן אומר ליאנק אך עצמי ובסורי את the guy learns pshat he tells them עצמי ובסורי לובון tells him he tells him מרזן קרויבים דופל תקרויבים we are double related סי מצד הפאדר עצמי which is Etzem Echot, Sai Mitzad the mother, Besor. The going goes weiter, and we don't have the time of the day right now to spend to understand the relationship between David HaMelech when they wanted to excommunicate him and to say that in Mishpachas Geirim, and also the Lashon there is, the it says, Atzmicho Besorcho Anachnu. It says, there is a pasuk there, and the Goyen learns pshat with Geirus. He was korev David HaMelech, the Klal Yisrael, Sai Mitzad Ohav, Sai Mitzad Ohim, because there is no halacha of Amein Devil Amenis, will not get involved in this particular issue. The question is, however, it says, Mechiras Yosef, who is talking, Vayoymer Yehudo El Echov? Who is Yehuda talking to? So let's look at Rashi and the pasuk in Parshas Vayechi, Shimon v'Levi achim klei chomos mechoyro yiseyim. Says Rashi, Be'etzu achas al Shechem v'al Yosef, v'yoymru ish al ochiv l'chu v'nahargeyu. What it says in the pasuk, v'yoymru ish al ochiv l'chu v'nahargeyu, who is talking to who? Says Rashi, im toyma Reuven Yehuda, are lo iskimu barigose. Reuven and Yehuda were not in line, they didn't join the consensus statements among the other brother to kill him, because they both wanted to ratify him. Sai Ruvain and Sai Yehuda. Im Toimar, this is all Lashon Rashi in Parashas Vayechi. Bnei Ashfochos, הרי לא איזו סינאוס ושלמה שנמה ונערס בני בילהו ובני זילפו. We're in the scene and we're in Shlema. Because you see that he was צריך גחבר את בני השפוחס, that was part of the machlekes, that he went with the בני השפוחס. איסוחור וזבולון לא היו מדברים בפני אחיהם הגדולים מהם. איסוחור וזבולון מהם בני ליו, we're not talking in father. The only two, and the emesis, you look at Talmud Yonason, so the words Ishal Ochiv is Shimon talking to Levi. Who is Yehuda talking to? Shimon and Levi. The others are not partners to this dialogue, to this discussion. Either because of Bnei Ashfachas, so they don't talk, or they don't want to kill him, whatever the reason is. The question which I would like to start off today and present to you, Yehuda says, Lechuvenim Koreinu, he says, Vayoyim Yehuda El Echov, which was that interpreted according to Rashi, he's talking to Shimon and Levi. Lechuvenim Koreinu Lo Yishmoelim, V'yodeinu al tihiboy ki ochinu besoreinu hu v'ishmu echov. The question, which is obvious, Ruven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, Abnei Leo. Yosef is Ben Rachel. So here, he should say ki achinu atzmeinu hu, not ki achinu besoreinu hu. According to the Goyen's terminology, that the term etzem relates to kul v'shaf from the father's side, and the term besoreinu relates to kul v'shaf from the mother's side, what is Yehuda saying, ki ochinu besoreinu hu? This is the way I would like to enter today's topic. The truth of the matter is, let me tell you a little bit of stories. People love stories. So, Yaakov Avinu has 12 children. Six are born from Leah, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun. Four are born, Gad, Osher, Naphtali, all those four were born from the Bilho and Zilpo. And Yosef and Binyamin are born from Rachel Imeinu. There's a girl in the story. It says in the Pasuk that after she gave birth to Zvulun, in essence, let me tell you a secret, some Rishonim would like to suggest that there was a double pregnancy of twins, and Zvulun was a twin with Dino. But we will not get involved right now with that. It says, Ve'acha posh, tepshat, most Rishonim learned was a separate pregnancy. Yol debas, vatikra shmo, Dino. This Dino goes out, and she has going to the Shechem ben Hamor. She gets pregnant from the story. This pregnancy bears a little baby girl by the name of Osnas. By the way, she wasn't given a name when she was born. She was brought to the house of Yankiv. Didn't give her a name. And Shimon Levi says, we can't keep such a child out of wedlock with Shechem, Chivi, from Knainim. He's going to be in our house. Dump him out. Yankiv Avinu takes a tablet of metal. He writes, Bas Yisroel Ksheire, puts it on her neck. And they take it to the Gvul of Eretz Goyshen, Machlekes, Amidrosh, and Pirkei Rablozo in the Braisa, in Sifri Zuto, Verd Gebracht, Speter, in Sefer Bamidbor. They put her over the fence inside the sneh. Yere sneh! They put her by the sneh. And Basparoi, that goes for a walk, finds her by the sneh. And she says, what's the name of this little girl? We'll call her Osnas, because she comes from the sneh. She brings it to the house of Parah, and Parah has Potiphar and his wife Zlika. They are both sterile, they're both Akorim, they cannot have children. He gives them this Osnas. It says in the Parashah, Vayikach es Osnas bas Potiphar, she's not a daughter. She's not a real daughter, she's an adopted daughter. And she is the one gehad of it by Potiphar and his wife Zlika. Later on, Yosef becomes a king and he goes on the march down with the Merkeres HaMishneh. Bonois Tzado Alei Shur, all the beautiful girls of Mitzrayim, state in Chazal, stood up on the chayme of the year and they threw tzetlach. Everybody says, marry me, marry me, marry me. He was the most sought after shidduch in Mitzrayim. And Asnas ripped off her chain. She threw it. He picks it up and he sees Bas Yisrael Ksheiro. He takes her. He marries her. And here is Menashe and Ephraim. So he really marries his sister's daughter's, Dina's daughter. Yosef is an Eidim by Dina. And the Shver is Shechem ben Hamor. I'm just giving you the story. People like the story. Yosef's a tzaddik, Ushpizin. The Shver is given Shechem ben Hamor. The wife was Osnas. And he's showing the Shtar Kiddushin to his father. I did not marry anybody from Mitzrayim. I married your own granddaughter, Dina's daughter. Now, when they come to the house of Shechem ben Hamor, they want to pull him out, Shimon and Levi. She doesn't want to go out. She's taking Medrash Haganze dialogue. She says, I'm going to come out right now. Who is ever going to marry a Tochter from Yankev Avinu that was with Shechem ben Hamor? Chofatz Shimon v'nishbo shiisoeno. Shimon said, I'll marry you. I'll marry you. When you look at the psukim of Bnei Shimon in Haintike Parsha, Parsha that we're going to read, Parshas Vayigas, Ubnei Shimon, Yemuel, Veyomim, Ve'ead, Ve'tzochar, Ve'shol ben Aknanis. Who is the Shol ben Aknanis? Doesn't say. So other Rishonim say that the Shvotim married Knanis, and he was one of the sons of the Knanis. Azei Zogun Ander Rishonim. Zog the Rashi, Rashi doth not. Ve'shol ben Aknanis, ben Dino, Shenivalo leKnani. So Shimon has two wives. From his first wife, he has five children. And from his second wife, which is his sister Dino, he married and he has a son, Shaul ben Aknainis. Azei shteitin Rashi, based on Midrashim from Chazal in a few sources. The question is as follows. Divos Lenin, the Sugya Sagemore in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Ches, no. That one of the Shiva's mitzvahs, Bnei Noyach, is Arayis. Bnei Noyach is Osur Be'achoysoy. He's Mutor Be'achoysoy Min Ho'av, but he's Osur Be'achoysoy Min Ho'em. Bnei Noyach is not allowed to marry his sister from his mother's side, but he's allowed a sister from his father's side. Ve'im Noso, if he does marry her, Yoytzi, a Mishnah. Bnei Noyach. The married his sister from his mother's side. His father's side is not allowed to get married. His mother's side is not allowed to get married. Azei shteit nesuya sagmora in Sanhedrin. The question is obvious. Shimon is one of the sons of Leah. And Dina is a daughter of Leah. So they're achim inoheim. If they're achim inoheim, how does Shimon marry his sister achoysoi minoheim? This is the question. Not only do they get married, but they have a son together, Shaul ben Aknanis. By the way, looking for Chikave stories, this Shimon Shaul ben Aknanis is Zimri ben Solu, the same person, is Shlumiel ben Tzuri Shaddai, the same person, and he's the Nosi Shevet Shimon because his father is Shimon. As they state the Suya Sagamori in Sanhedrin. So, Chomesh Shemus Oyudo, Zimri ben Solu, Shaul ben Aknanis, Shlumiel ben Tzuri Shaddai. And the Gemara learns out each one. What is the representation of the name Biachas to the Maise for Maise Zimri? The question is, how does he marry her? So the truth of the matter is that in Vayakumu Kolbonov, called Bnoisov Lenachamoi, state in Pasuk when they gave to Yosef, says Bnoisov, who is Bnoisov? So Rashi brings down Rabbi Yudu Oimer, to Oimois Noldu Imashvotim Unesol. Oh, the sisters, there were to'imas, each shevet had a to'imu. Rav Nechem yo'imer, k'nani yo'iso yu'olomau, v'chol kaloi bon no'isov, kaloi'isov, k'derech odom liko le'kalosoi bita. Mi'u koshe, azei frek, the daskenim ba'la'atesis, in ofang parshas v'yeshev, mi'u koshe. Midamrin, ki'im avrom avinu kol ha'tere kulo, afilo erev tafshilim, gamitza, sribu mo'yum ekaimim, v'im kein, eich nosu ha'shvotim ach yo'iseyem, וגם ינקי וכנוס השתי אחיס. אז זה יפרק לדסקין. ויש להם כי מאחר שלא נצטבו על התאיר, אף על פי שידוע ברוח הקודש, מה שאוי רויצי מקיימי, מה שאוי רויצי אוי מניחי.
You know what? It's called a תאיר כל עד שלא ניתנו, אז זה זוקטסיס, or is elective.
They chose which mitzvah they want to be mekayim, and the iser of achvo, not allowed to marry your sister, achoyse minoim, they didn't want mekayim. Sifse chachomim brings down, and they state in Rishayim Echet, and I'm quoting, kol echot ve'echot nosa te'oimo shenoylo im ochiv, ve'oysa achoyse minah ve'lo achoyse minoim, de'lo benoyach achoyse minah ve'lo yo erva. This is very poshut. Even if you say that te'oim is noylo in ashvati, they swapped. Six were born to Leah. Those six that were born to Leah married all the other six Shvatims because they're only Achim in Aaf and Yankev. And the six that were born to the Moes, to the Shvachos, and to Rochel married Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvon. As they bring the Sifse Chacham. The question, however, is here, clearly and precisely, Shimon is marrying his sister Dinah. How does Shimon marry his sister Dinah? Don't have the time to elaborate, we'll make it short. In the end of Maseches Brochus in Arayit. So somebody's going with his wife to the hospital on the way. Going to the hospital. Baby is already there, it's already done, it's just inside. You cannot have a tefillah, you should be a ben zoch. Zog de gemore, Meisev Rav Yosef, ve'acha yol do bas, v'tikro shmo dino, mai ve'acha, omar rav la'acha shedon oleo din be'atma ve'omro, shneim asor shvotim atzim mila'atzes mi'yakov, shisha yotzu mimene ve'arbo min ha'shvoches, arei asor, im ze zoch oletea choysi rochel ke'achas ha'shvoches, miyad nehepcho le'bas, shenema v'tikro shmo dino, it says like this. Dina was pregnant, and she really had a ben zohar. Leah was pregnant, and she really had a ben zohar in her stomach. But she says, listen, I know Beruach HaKadosh will be 12 Shvotim. I had already six. If this is going to be a zohar, my two half-sisters, the Shvachis, had each two. So two and two and six is 10. My sister should have this minimal bestowed upon her not to be erger than the Shvachis. So if this is going to be another Ben Zohar, she's going to be deprived because more than 12 Shvatim are not going to take place. So she's going to have only one, she's going to be lower than the Shvachis. Miyad Nehepcho, the band that was in the Me'ayim of Leo was Nehepach to Dina. As I state to the Gemara, so how do you say if somebody goes to the hospital? He can't be Nispalo. You see that Leo was Nispalo, and Duch Den Tfilah is Arash Kuman Dina. Zog the Gemara ein mazkiri in maise nisim. Lozop mit moifsim. Shinish kachsid ishe pletz, du retman, du melan bruches, and you must keep bringing a raya from the nais, and nais happens, but this is not moifsim, we're talking about normally, in a oimer, if somebody wants to say, if masha teilu bni zocher, is tefila shav. Azei shteit in suyes a Gemara, in brochers in dafsamach amudalaf. Tagum yeinason, listen to this. Targum Yenison says, "Ve'acha yol do bas." Let me quote you. Now, Targum Yenison is a Mishnah, is a Tana. Okay. Umin basar din yol do bas ve'korosh modino omro dinhu min kadam Hashem diyoe minay palgu shiftaya ba min achoyis rocho yofku trei shvotin kemoy de nafku min chadadim hosar. The Zelbe Gemara. She said she shouldn't be here. Ve'shama min kadam Hashem tzloiso. Listen to this. The two sisters were pregnant together. Rachel was pregnant with Dina. Leah was pregnant with Yosef. Nicht den Nase gewohnt, dass es sich gebeten, it changed the gender throughout pregnancy. That was the Nase. The Nase was HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a swap. He took Yosef out of the Me'ayim of Leah and he put it into Rachel. He took the Dino out of Rachel and he put it into Leah. As I should talk about the Messiah of Dark, the more needed the Flamidal, the more it says, Isho Barishenu Yoimrim, Isho Mazras Tchila Yoled Zocho, Ish Mazria Tchila Yoled Nekevo, Achebo, Lo Pirshu Chachom Esadovor, Achebo Rapzodek Pirshu, Eilo Bnei Leah, Asher yoldo le Yaakov bepadon arom, ve'ez dino bitoy. The Banim, it says Bnei Leo. And the Dino, it says Bitoi. It's Tola as Chorim ben Nekevis, and Nekevis was Chorim. Once again, the Mal Shoshi, I don't understand what he's talking about. Yesh lo hakshes Dino hoya Zochav, and Epech lo Nekeva, kid Yisav Perk HaRoye. Vim ken Itza Yika Yitziroso Zochor hoya. So what is it more talking about? Does it reflect the Mal Shoshi? Zog the Mal Shoshi, ve'ik shokem b'ra'am, ve'tiritz b'tirutzim d'chukim. Zog, pshetlach, but lamad, it's a shiur, it's a zog, but a ganze gemora, Tola, a kosuv, the Zochorim, but then the cave is in the father and the Zchorim in the mother. Ubeshem Sefer Panach Razi. Einu from Baalei HaTesis, Atalmus the Rabbeinu Tam, made a pure shalter. It's called Panach Razi. It's like Daskin in Baalei HaTesis, says the Marsha, I'm quoting. Shomati Letaretz, the Hod and the Epchodino Lebas Hainu Shazoho, Shebebet and Leo Nito Bebet and Rocho, Van the cave Shebebet and Rocho Nito Bebet and Leo. Wasn't like the Targum Yonison. Wasn't what? Was changed, but mainly also sharp here. Ika yetziroso shel dina on the cave. Asay zok the marsho vechen mochich divra payet in shachis for Rosh Hashanah. It says ubo lehomir bebet nachois siluf dina beyosef. In other words, like the Targum Yonison, we have two versions of what the nace was. Either dina was nehepach lebas asay v'sishteit negmore, and that was the meifes, or there was a swap that dina who was in beten. Rochel was Nishalef and Yosef went the other way around. I'd like to share with you. If we're going to say, like the Targum Yonason, when Azevi Sishtet in Panach Raza, when Azevi de Kalir Zokt in Zayn Piyut, comes out, and Azevi Sishtet in the Sugis HaGmori, Nide Tola HaKosuv, Azchorem ben Akevis, and Akevis Beschorem. So it comes out that the Ubrim was Nishalef, but in Yilchus Yuchsin, who are we going to be down the Yichus after? Biologically, the egg which was fertilized and created Dina was Rochel's. Later on, Leah became a surrogate mother, and vice versa, Rochel was a surrogate mother of Yosef. But in essence, the egg which fertilized was the egg of Rochel. So kum tochois that in Hilchus Yuchsin the mame is the mame Rochel, the mame from Leah if in Dina given the mame Rochel. If that's the case, I would like to suggest that the reason why Shimon can marry his sister Dina is because Shimon is the ach of Dina, only ach minoav and not ach minoim, because in essence, Dina was created by the mother, which was Rochel, not by the mother is Leah. So mainly it could be Noisa Achoisek, because Benoach is Mutu Bachoisim Inach, not Machoisim Inoy. And that is.
Did they know that?
I'm sorry?
Did they all know this?
Who didn't or knew that? Of course they knew that. They're all with Nevuah, all with Rochel Kredish. They all knew that, of course.
Yeah, they all came to the Shir.
Right? Those who came 9-10 to the Shir heard it from the beginning. I think they all know that. Azei, state, Azei, that's what I would like to suggest. Mimele, ki achinu besoreinu hu. What is achinu besoreinu hu? Yehuda is talking to who? To Shimon and Levi, about who? By the brother Yosef. Yosef is unser shtikl fleish. The guy that says besoreinu is ach minoreim. But you should know, our brother Yosef is unser bruder, Achinu besoreinu hu, and this is the teretz on the kash. I once suggested that, and somebody came over to me and said to me, we have 3 more minutes and I'm going to finish. That's the case. So it comes out that the tefillah of Leah was nevenano. Leah came and said, she cannot be any worse than one of the shvachis. That's what she said. But if we're going to say that, so comes Ada Be'emes Yoradarkoi. She was, if the nace was that if Dina was Noitzar Bebet and Rochel, and she was the mother Bishasta Yetzira, even though was afterwards Nishalef, if Be'ilchus Yuchsin, she's called Bas Rochel, not Bas Leo, so she's worse than any one of the other Bnei Aimois, Bnei Ashfochis. I would like to suggest as follows. I would like to be super sophisticated for 3 minutes. There's a Gemara in Megillah in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. It says about Esther Ki ein lo ava aim ubemoiso via ve imo le kocha Mordechai lo ilabas. She doesn't have a av vo aim ubemoiso via ve imo. So for the more cash, what's this redundant lotion? Ein lo ava aim ubemoiso via ve imo. Oma rav ocho. Zog de Gemara. Ibarto Esther, when her father, when her mother got pregnant, meiso via. Yeladeto meiso imo. Zog de Rashi. Bemoiso via vimo lamoli mahad xiv ki ain lo avaim lamdeno shafilo yoim echod lovoyo lo av voim. Beshoshin is abro imo meiso via. Nimzo shalohoyo lo av mishosh royal likoise av. Ukshialato imo velinikris likrise. Not only she didn't have a father and a mother, she didn't have one moment of fatherhood and or motherhood. Because in the moment she was conceived, her father died. And in the moment the mother gave birth, her mother died. Shteinu in Rashi, Vamelech Oplan, let's take the chestnuts out of the fire together. Maralo tariches of them. That's choluk, the shame av, from the shame aim. A father is a father immediately as soon as his wife conceives and gets pregnant. And that's what we have to kill, Avichail, the father of Esther, immediately as soon as her mother gets pregnant. Because if she wouldn't, he wouldn't die then, Yesh lo av, she's already called the av. The shame aim is only chal bada leida. We have a choluk, the shame av, which is chal bada heroyin, and the shame aim is chal bada leida. If that's the case, I would like to say that it's choluk, the yuchsin, from the chaloy shame aim. In yuchsin, and this is, we get into heavy duty halachic problems, and it has to be really another shiur to really elaborate, talking about kurva, because there's a lot of discussion about surrogate mother. In Hilchas Yuchsin, she is made, she's manufactured, she was conceived from Dina, really her mother was, in Yuchsin, her mother was Rachel, not Leah. And that's why she's not a choysoi minoein of Shimon. But if we're going to be done in somebody being zoiche to have a child, a son, since the haloi shem aim is only chal bishas de leido, so who is the one who gave birth? Till then, the mother is not the mother. So if going to be the gift to be bestowed upon Rachel to have two shvatim, since the haloi shem aim is only chal bishas de leido, at that time she had already Yosef. So we have a very tricky situation that in Hilchos Kurve, you'd be damned biologically, who is, what was she made? She was conceived from Rachel, and therefore she's a choysem minoem. In Hilchos Erva, she's a choysem minoem. But biyachas, to having considered how many children, how many boys did Rachel Eve have? Rachel had two sons, because since the shame aim is not nigmar till the later, and she only becomes a mother, she was a mother of both boys. I just want to end off with a story. Exactly 45 years ago this week, I was in Mount Sinai Hospital in New York, supporting my uncle, Uhodavet Mi Rebo Sorotsky. He was a few weeks before he was Nifter, Yud Gimel Shvat Tov Shin Lametes. And exactly 5 weeks before, we arranged when Moshe Feinstein came to the hospital to visit. I was in the hospital for a few weeks supporting him, and we used to have a minyan in Mount Sinai on the 8th floor. There was a doctor there, a young Balchuva, and he was the head of the surrogate department. It was a new thing, a surrogate mother, and they used to have, like, one woman used to surrogate somebody else's baby was conceived from a sperm and an ovum of somebody else. And he was fascinated, he wanted to know what's the halacha, it goes after the father, after the mother, it's a whole shmuz. So I told him, you know, Rabbi Feinstein is coming today, 1:30 he's coming. He says, if you want to come, we're welcome. He says, can I care? I said, I'm going to pick him up downstairs. He can come with me. And he comes downstairs with me. Rav Moshe comes out. He had Mishnayos Dmai in his hand. And I start talking to Rav Moshe in Yiddish. And I said, doctor, tutvegen, babies, surrogate babies. And we'll find the Rosh Hashiva, because he wants to ask Rav Moshe some question. He says, Rabbi, I'd like to ask you a question. My rabbi in my congregation said that everything is merumas in the Torah. I would like to know, is there any source to surrogate motherhood in Tanakh. So I thought Ramush is right away going to come here to tell the Targum Yenison, which is his typical surrogate. But Ramush told him, "Du bist der Chadokter, der Geist doch du kommst zu Abris Milo. You ever attended a bris?" He says, "Yeah." It says, "Ismachov beyoitze chalotzov, v'sogil imo b'fri bitno, kakosuv, apostok in Yeshaya, Yismach ovicho ve'imecho, v'sogil yoladetecho." Was sind die zwei Sachen? Ovicho ve'imecho, v'sogil yoladetecho. It says, Ramoshe, there is ovicho unimecho, the tate und the mame, the biological tate und the mame, v'sogil sidoa simcho be yoladetecho, the froi, the woman who just gave birth to her, she was used as a surrogate mother. So we'll end off with that. I just want to walk out that Shimon, if you read this week's parasha, marries his sister because she was not a choysei min ha'ein, but according to Targum Yonason, she was a choysei min ha'av.
Nehmar, Adonai Chofetz Lamal, Tzidko, Yadir, Yobi Yadir. All these Gadash may